This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 5:44. Monday morning.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Best day of the week. Woo!
Woo! It is the best day of the week.
Oh my God, I agree.
Totally. You just came off a great weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
I just smashed my fingernail in here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Please, it's a fingernail. I'll live from it. Everybody have fun this weekend?
Yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got bitten by something on my eye.
On your eye?
It's actually better today. Can you see my left eye?
Not even a little bit.
Let me see. Look this way.
Oh, good. That's great.
Let's totally see. Normal.
Nope.
It's like super swollen and so itchy. And I don't know. There's something in my... Something's getting me.
Do you think...
Garden.
Is it as bad as when Vinny got bit by that spider?
Oh, no. Oh. No.
Not a lump?
Oh.
Dude.
No.
With babies coming out of it?
I know.
A little spider sack?
Yeah. No, it's not like that at all.
I couldn't even... I didn't want to come to work.
Well, thank God you could wear a hat.
I wore glasses, remember?
Yeah. But listen.
Like sunglasses in here.
Nobody wants to be seen with something going on their face.
Well,
there's no question about that.
A face.
Just looking at my eye made my eyes water. Yeah. So, you know that feeling when someone's eyes are janky?
Yeah.
You're like, your eyes start to water.
My God. That's how I feel. My eyes water every day, all day now. Like, there's no... It used to end within a couple hours every morning. Now it just goes on all day,
every
day. Is it
like an allergy thing, you think? Or is it...
I thought it was, and now I just think I'm old.
Oh, with weepy eyes.
Yep.
You need a... So I've been carrying a handkerchief around because my eyes are watery and my nose is running and... Jeez, we're old people. I like have something
my
to mop my face
sagging.
With. I know. Oh my God, that's happening for sure.
My boobs are dragging on the ground.
Oh boy.
We're a
mess. You guys, what the hell? This is awful.
It was a crazy, beautiful weekend, huh?
Like, yeah, it was lovely.
Hot, but not too hot, and like kind of a little taste of summer.
Oh, it was hot. It was.
Yeah.
It was
80
something at my house.
Oh.
Yeah. Last night I had to go.
Oh.
I went to put on the ceiling fan and the battery had gone dead.
Oh, no.
And the Chingadera. I'm like, like 8 o'clock, I ran to the Walgreens to get a battery to get there we go.
You should keep a box of batteries at your house.
Well, no, this was like a A23.
A little disc thing.
It wasn't a disc, but it was a little A23 that I had to go get. So there I am at the Walgreens at 8 p.m. Like... It's 1 in the morning, you know.
Well, for us,
for
it
me.
Is 1 in the morning. I know.
Lights!
At the battery section, picking my butt, scratching my forehead. This is terrible.
Like an old man.
Did you buy a few of them? So
I
you don't
did.
Have to
I
do
bought a
good.
Two-pack, so go. I should be good for a little while. But I needed the fan last night. And I hit, when we left here, I went out the beach way.
Uh-huh.
Drove the coast. I just love going out there.
It's nice,
Friday. Nice.
Take your time.
See my friends at the surf shop.
Mm. Cute.
I love it there. Wise Surf Shop.
What town is it in?
Are you going to work
there? It's an OB.
This radio thing, are you going to work at the surf shop?
You know he is. He's going to be like Vinny's Surf Shack. He's
going to
he's going to own a few surf shops.
Well, you know I love that stuff. Yeah. I can talk, surf anytime, all day. Anyway.
I don't think I've ever been in a surf shop.
What?
Why would
I be? You've never been in Proof
Lab?
I'm sure
I have, definitely.
No. I've dropped my kid off at Proof Lab before, but I just sit in the car. I'm like, go ahead. In you go.
All right. Well, anyway. So the thing was, this weekend, the plan was to go to the Bay Club.
Oh, and?
And we did. And so took the kids swimming.
Oh,
all the stuff.
Down went there to the Los Gatos.
Las Gatas.
Whatever it is,
Bay Club Courtside.
Oh, is that the name of it?
I don't know. Bay Club.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Across from Netflix. Yeah. I don't know.
That is called Courtside.
The Bay Club where Scott Capurro makes money.
Oh.
Isn't that where he crashed? He got paid.
Is that where he was? Right in front of that?
He said he was right by Netflix.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I heard he
had another thing going on this weekend.
I heard he got a flat this weekend on the side of the
road.
In a brand new car.
In a brand new car. Well,
new
a brand used car.
New to him. Yeah.
Yeah, new to him. But still.
Still.
It's a 3-year-old car. Like, he should have.
That guy.
I guess maybe he should have looked at the tires.
I should say.
Kick the tires when you buy
something. You're supposed to look at the tires. You probably should have brought it to someone and had them look it over before you bought it.
He could have hit something. I mean, it's possible that.
But it's those two.
I know.
They're drama everywhere they go.
They just can't go anywhere and be quiet.
They're drama everywhere they go.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
And they must love it.
They must.
Because they don't seem to want to chill out and stay home.
No, they don't.
You know.
I like that they're out and about and doing things here,
sure,
there, and
sure,
everywhere.
Sure, they're always going on little road trips and stuff.
Yeah, I think
and
it's really neat.
The drama hasn't, like,
broken
slowed
them
down at all. No, forget the breakup part.
That's what keeps
they
them
got
going.
Married. It's the, you know, you'd think after some drama, you go, you know what, I'm going to stay in tonight.
Right.
After you get in trouble enough times, I used to get in so much trouble as a kid, and I started to go, you guys, I don't. No thanks. I don't want no trouble.
Right.
I got court dates out in front of me for miles. I'm good.
Right. I'm pulling a Lindsay Lohan over here.
I'm gonna stay home. I don't need no pot. I don't need no beer. All right, well, give me some beer. I'll stay home. But, you know.
I'll just stay home in my backyard.
925 texted, good cover story about your eye, Sarah.
Oh.
Like, what am I covering for?
A John popped
must be
to you,
your
probably.
Friend.
Oh, because I got punched in the eye?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking it.
Well, you're talking back to him.
Well, you know me. I can't keep my big mouth shut. I need to learn.
You're right about that.
Those things you like.
What things do I like?
You got shot in the face.
Give me right here. Give me right here. Go. Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. It's Monday, everyone.
That?
Yeah.
Her brain what thing?
Her brain isn't working, everyone.
Oh!
Jesus Christ, what thing?
How do I know? I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I'm glazing donuts on my face.
Well, for those of us that know you and John, I didn't think punching.
Yeah. Well, I was like, what am I trying to cover up? I don't understand.
Jesus. It's far more likely that he did what I mentioned than punched you.
Oh, hell yeah. That is true. Our big thing this weekend was, did you guys hear about this? It's the Lyrid Comet meteor shower.
No.
No.
Oh, really?
Nobody's paying any attention to that.
Well, it was a total letdown anyway. Saturday night, we brought out these.
Well, pot is doing crazy things for you
there's
guys.
There's no pot involved. It's me and my husband and my two kids.
Dude, did she leave here going to the edible
store?
I did. We didn't go.
A liar.
We didn't go.
That's what happened to your eye.
We didn't go.
You did THC eye drops.
No, I did. Oh, my God. They probably helped me. No, we didn't wind up going. We got into something at home and just
a fight. Is that where you got the eye?
No. Oh my God! I gave up. I'm just gonna. You guys talk about your.
Tell us how disappointing this meteor shower was.
Well, I didn't see any meteors. We totally set up for it too. Like we put like our like those plastic oilcloth tablecloths.
Who's Lyrid?
I don't know. Lyrid.
No, I know. But who is this guy?
I know, but it's like the oldest recurring comet in human history, something like 2,600 years ago, it was noticed in somewhere. Wow. Anyway, it's supposed to have all these little things
so
that come off of it.
You got this in your NASA email blast.
John knew about it, so we must have got it in a NASA thing. So we laid out the cloths on the lawn, and we
what time is this
sleeping
at?
Bags. Well, we got set up for it probably around 7:30.
Uh-huh.
And then at about 9, when it was fully dark, we went out and we laid there and looked up at the sky.
The whole family?
Yeah.
You and both boys.
Both boys were home. Huh. So we sat out there and waited and talked and laughed and looked at the stars and waited, talked and laughed and looked at the stars and waited and nothing. We were out there for 2 hours. We didn't see a single meteor. And then we went inside and we watched an episode of Lost in Space. And then we went back out for another half hour. And still nothing.
Well,
then we went to bed. It was midnight.
I think it's official. You've scared the oldest boy off. He won't be back.
Are you kidding me? He was into it. We were all into it.
What'd you see? What'd you see?
This is my Friday night. This is what it was.
It was Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
That's better.
It was super fun.
What'd you see?
We didn't see anything. I'm telling you, nothing happened. It was the biggest letdown. Like, we were all set up for it. Like, we were going to have a big, you know.
Did you guys have a telescope?
No. Oh. You don't need a telescope for that.
Well, they were looking. They pulled the water out of the bong.
Yeah, we were looking. We were looking through the bong.
Uh-huh.
It. No, we're not looking at stationary objects in the sky or anything. We had binoculars. We could look at the moon, but then the moon set, and we're
all right.
How many hours you stay out there?
About 2.5 total.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Bogus.
2 hours from 9 to 11. Yeah, we talk about everything. We lay there, but the ground is hard. It's like, I'm an old person now. Like, there's no comfortable position to lay
on.
The old
people thing. My goodness.
I was actually super annoyed by it because I was like, got my back. Oh, a baby.
Well, I want to just repeat Bay Club. Place is killer.
Mm.
Like, first time of the season we've gotten out there, but man, we swam. We had so much fun. It's wonderful.
Shame.
Shelly, what's up?
What's Shelly do for you?
Some lady that listens to the show.
Oh.
Just said hey.
Ran into a listener there.
Well, a bunch of them, but you know. Mm. It's always fun though when someone says, hey. Then then you realize we're sitting next to each other and you go, oh, hey. It's going to be a long afternoon.
Oh, I was there on Friday too.
You were?
At Los Gatos, yeah. No, not Los Gatos, but Redwood Shores.
Oh. Did you swim?
No, I went and had my eyebrows done.
Oh. Looks like you got your hair trimmed too.
I did get a done on. I know because my bangs are short. Huh? You could see my eyes.
It's really
you
cute.
Can see my glazed eyes. So I was there and then had a couple drinks there and talked to people.
Couple drinks, talk
it's
to
funny,
people.
Funny, I was sitting next to.
That's the way.
I didn't realize I was at the kid pool, but some grown-ups came over and were like, "Hey, are these seats taken? Because the grown-up pool's filled, and we're here." And I was like, grown-up pool? Wait, isn't this it? And they're like, no, man. The fun's happening over there.
Oh,
see
funny.
That bar over there by the pool side?
Oh, I'm at the janky pool with the kids.
That's right, man.
Well, that's the pool your kid wants to be in.
Right. No, I mean, I was there for that kid.
Right.
That was the whole focus.
Yep.
Was get her worked out.
Sure. You got to burn the energy off. The problem with burning kids' energy off it is that they get into pretty good shape. And then it takes a lot longer to burn the energy. Like, the longer you work them out, the longer it takes the next time.
Wow.
It's like a dog, you know, the dog that you take to the park and he's running after the ball. And when you first start, you only have to do it like 11 times. A nice long throw.
Up to 40.
And then by the end, it's like, oh my God, this dog is unstoppable. They're like a running machine. Kids are like dogs, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm. Are you, though?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure where I'm at.
John was telling me this morning he watched A Dog's Purpose. Is that the name of the movie?
Oh, Dog's Purpose?
A Dog's Purpose. He watched it last night, I guess, when he got home from work. And he was telling me about it this morning. I was like, no, don't! And then what happened? Oh, no!
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
I'm convinced that...
So, yeah, this movie came out a couple months ago. I read about it, but...
Is this the one that had an accident on the set and completely ruined their chance for...
Yes.
What?
Something happened on the set and...
This is real life.
They got some bad PR because of it.
Like one of the dogs? Something happened to one of the dogs?
No. I don't even think something happened to the dog. I think it was like...
Animal abuse.
They called it that. It wasn't that bad.
Right.
It wasn't that bad, but...
Well, anything is bad.
A movie about dogs for dog lovers, and then PR comes out that maybe they made this dog do this water stunt too many times.
They didn't want to do, and
it looked tentative about it, and they were, you know, like, dude, we're all here, and this is your gig. You're the water dog...
Jump in.
Stunt guy or whatever. It was something like
sounds
that.
Kind of familiar.
But it was unfortunate because apparently the movie's excellent and it's all about how people love dogs and how great they are. But the PR right before
it
came out.
Totally crashed it.
Yeah. You know what I watched
totally
this weekend?
What'd you watch?
It's the worst thing.
Oh, no.
So The Decline of Western Civilization was a movie, like a sort of low-budget movie about the punk rock scene.
Uh-huh.
The second one, The Decline of Western Civ 2, is about heavy metal scene.
Oh.
And I watched it just because I had a minute and no one was home and I saw it and it was on Netflix and I went, all right, play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That scene, first of all, they didn't get any of the good bands. So it's like.
Oh, no. Who did they get? Warrant?
Faster Pussycat.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't even think of all of them.
Bands
Wasp
were like, oh, my God.
There.
Oh, really? Oh.
It was so awful. And the interviews with all the band people is so bad, and they're all just it really is something you should see as it's a sort of a picture of that 80s era metal time.
So you actually recommend it even though they didn't get good.
Well, I recommend it to you because you'll be like, that's the hairdos I love, and those
I
are
do
the,
love those hairdos
and the spandex
and the costumes. Yep. But it's not a good look, and it ends up being.
It
like,
was at the time though. Oh, it was amazing, totally hot.
Eesh. I ended up walking out on. I let it play, but I left. Right. I just said, "I'm not
sure.
I'm gonna go find some."
Maybe if I walk back through the room, I'll want to see.
Oh,
what?
I got something else to tell you guys real quick.
What is it?
Do it.
So do you guys, thank you. Do you guys have Bluetooth headphones?
No.
No. I do.
I don't.
Do you love them?
I do. I love them.
He's got like magnetic ones. He doesn't have the little ear sticks.
I don't have the AirPods. Yeah. Right.
So he's got like a little band that comes around. They attach with magnets around his neck so he doesn't lose them. And when he wants them, he sticks them in.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah. They're really neat.
I got a good pair for my birthday and I charged them up and started to use it like yesterday and I don't know, it probably took me 3 hours. I was cleaning house and I could put those on, vacuum, do the whole house, and I was listening to music without any cord.
What kind of are they, the little ear sticks?
No, they're full.
Oh, a full on Bluetooth
ear cover
set.
And they're noise canceling. I swear.
Wait, so they're like these headphones? They those go
headphones,
around your head?
No cord.
Uh-huh.
And the music was coming off my laptop, and with the noise canceling, I swear that house could have caught fire, and I would have just been vacuuming.
I was rocking out.
I had loud, you know, punk rock in my headphones, and I'm just going for it. And I realize at one point my kid is screaming by my leg, like, "Hey!" She had to touch me in order to get me to, because I couldn't hear it.
What brand are they?
Well, that was Bose, but. They were what I got for my birthday. So mm-hmm. It's excellent. I mean, if you like headphones and you do stuff around the house, it was incredible. Like when you cook,
mm-hmm.
boom.
Have them on.
Whole other world. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I did my whole yard with Bluetooth headphones over the weekend.
Nice.
Listening
the big
to
ones
Avicii.
Or the little stick-in.
The little stick-in ones, you know, the rubber thing.
Yeah, because I was going to say the only time I would ever really do that is if I was working out or, you know, going for a walk
for
or something.
That.
I don't like a big, I wouldn't want a big headphone on my head then.
Oh, you wouldn't want, for working out, they would have gotten sweaty and hitty and stinky.
I love the ones that he's got because you wear them like a little necklace you can forget about. No cord anywhere.
Yeah, it's zoned out. And plus, I'm using the weed whacker and the lawnmower. It's like, hella loud, so it works out perfectly.
I'm way late to that party. You see people doing it all the time, and there I am. I try it for the first time, and I'm hooked.
I feel like, oh, my God, these are great.
There's multiple stories I could tell where I'm all like, oh, my God, why wasn't I using these all along? Mm.
I'm going to have to figure it out because my phone is, I have a 6 Plus with the phone jack, and the thing is just, it hates me. I swear to God, my phone.
The jack or the phone?
The phone. The phone just like, sometimes it's like, all right, I'll work, but I'm going to go really, really slow. And then other times it's like, I just feel like shutting off.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. I got to go.
Get a new phone.
Yeah, I got to.
And get the Bluetooth.
I've had it for 2.5 years or something.
Yeah, that's way too long.
I'm going to have to get it with the Bluetooth, which annoys me because I like my little plug-in headphones that I can fold up and have right here in my pocket for any time I need them.
I'm trying to tell you the Bluetooth. It's good.
Yeah.
If you've been a holdout, don't do it.
I'm going to see. I'll get a big pair for when I'm not working out. But
it's killer.
I need like a little. All right. Well, boy, we've run the gamut today. What is it?
I'd like to congratulate my friends, Ryan and Melissa. They just got engaged.
Oh, congratulations, Ryan and Melissa.
Really happy for
you,
too.
And are they venture capitalists, or what is
it? What are their titles?
Ryan's the one that introduced me to Tom Sebastian.
Oh.
Oh, Ryan with a Ducati, right?
Yeah, Ryan with the Ducati.
He's cool.
Like so is Ryan, are you? Do you approve of this?
Yes. I just want to say, Ryan, you've dated some interesting people, but this is by far the best girl you have ever been with. I am so happy.
So do you think that when he leaves you and doesn't hang anymore, you're going to be okay because you think he's got a good partner?
I mean, yeah, he's had one foot out the door for a while since he started dating her. So, I mean, it's bound to happen.
It's over for you, too.
Well, he's just not, you know, he's sort of available. He works in the financial district, so we're able to get lunch like once every couple weeks. That's nice. I'll take it.
All right.
Throw me the scraps. I posted a picture of the happy couple on my Instagram.
And Hooman's personal Instagram is Hooman.
Follow all of us, everybody, individually.
We'd really like a few more followers.
We won't spam you.
I won't. That is for sure. Okay. I wanted to mention that we have a new contest this week. Is this just for this week, Yuz, or is this going
SPF
on?
SPF is just for this week.
Okay. So SPF is Sun Pool Fun, and it's a concert in Vegas.
Oh, so shoot. Are we going to that?
We're not.
Why not?
But we're qualifying
Maybe
people
talk
for
to Michael
it.
This morning when you see him.
Yeah, just ask him if you can go.
You ask him.
What? Me?
Yeah, you're number one in his list.
I don't want to go by myself.
Yeah. You're number one.
Ask for the show.
Yeah, ask if the show can go.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. You said that. I'm going to end up going alone. I don't want to go alone.
No, ask on behalf of all of us.
Yeah, could you see if we can all go?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is a few times a day. Yuzi, what are the times here?
Well, starting with 7 a.m.
Yeah, we'll have it every day at 7 a.m., but it's throughout the day.
Right.
So at 7 a.m., we'll give you a code word.
7, 11, 2, and 5.
Okay, four times a day all this week to get in the running for this trip. And then, so we'll have one trip to give away for SPF. And then all of the people who win those across the country are also, you go into a grand prize drawing for Billboard Music Awards tickets.
Right.
So it's a big deal. At 7 o'clock, we'll give you a code word. You'll have 15 minutes to enter it at RadioAlice.com, and I'll give you another heads up, but it's coming up at 7 o'clock, and we're going to do it as close to 7 as we can possibly do. KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.